Raising children in the 21st century doesn't need to be, in fact, shouldn't be, as complicated as we often make it. That's one of the core messages from Kim John Payne, educator, consultant, and author of the book Simplicity Parenting, Using the Extraordinary Power of Less to Raise Calmer, Happier, and More Secure Kids.
Our kids are living life at a fever pitch. And we know on an instinctual level that something is not okay. It's not okay to be pressuring kids to live this kind of lifestyle. The new normal has become an anxious and stressed child. And part of our challenge is, how can we calm a child's life down?
One important first step, he suggests, is to decrease the amount of stuff that fills their living space.
Reduce the amount of toys and reduce the amount of clothes and reduce the amount of books. And the reason for that is whatever is rare is precious. And the children value those toys much, much more. And when there are fewer toys to play with, the children, siblings, and neighborhood kids then need to learn to collaborate. And that's a part of our brain that develops, the social part of our brain, which is hugely important.
Payne advocates for what he calls socially resilient children, kids who are, in his term, non-reactive or able to take things in stride.
What we're really looking for is a child who can keep it together and who can rebound quickly, that kind of balance. And when they go into the neighborhood or we're playing at school with other kids, they can let things go. They can hold perspective. They're fun to play with. They get invited into games because they've got those emotional skills.
To build these skills, Payne says, it's important to just let kids be kids and not to burden them too early with adult concerns.
One of the ways to foster and create a socially resilient child, a popular kid, a kid who's balanced, a kid who can get perspective, a child who is empathetic towards siblings and others, is to filter out the adult world, because as a society, we've lost that ability to differentiate between what is appropriate for a child to be hearing, to be seeing, and what is appropriate for an adult. And that's one of the key paths to resiliency, is to be able to differentiate between the two.
He also urges parents to try and dial back their own anxiety levels, as hard as that may be.
The level of child abduction hasn't risen since 1968, but the reporting of it has risen. And the nervousness and anxiousness around the lifestyles in general and the fast-paced lifestyles has risen. And so as a result, there's a perception that we can't let our kids go, we can't let them play.
A positive part of parenting, adds Payne, is establishing routine and maintaining reliable rhythms in the household, as distinguished from mere routine.
Rhythm is when you get close to a child, when it's warm. Routine can be exactly the same chore or the same meal or the same bedtime, but it's done out of a sort of a cold, authoritarian approach. It depends on us.
A resilient and non-reactive child, Payne says, not only invites companionship with his or her peers, but is less likely to be targeted by a bully or to become one. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.